Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What's up, everyone? I'm Noah Daniels, and we're here for another episode of the Real Hauntings podcast. On this episode, Kate, aka Tarot Kate, has been kind enough to jump on and co-host with me. I almost said Tarot. Kate, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing awesome. Glad to be back, of course.
Yeah, I just legally changed my name to Tarot, taking that whole space. No.
I might. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, there's always options. On this episode, we'll be interviewing Carter. He reached out and sounds like he's had some pretty scary paranormal experiences. Carter, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, of course. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've heard the podcast before, so you know we love to find out where people fall on what we call the believometer. Zero meaning ghosts are not real, and 10 ghosts are absolutely real. Where do you fall on that scale?
Yeah, I'm definitely a 10. I've experienced all of it.
Wow. Okay, the whole gamut. How old were you when you had your first paranormal experience?
My first undoubtedly paranormal experience, I was about 16. My first kind of unexplainable experience, I was about 8 years old.
And you're able to remember that experience pretty well from when you were eight?
Yeah, mainly just because it freaked me out a lot.
Okay, can you tell us about that?
Long story short, I went outside to grab something late at night that I left out there. And as I looked up towards the road, I saw this guy like walking across the road. And he's on my side of the street. And as a car passes him by, as soon as the headlights hit him, he just disappeared. And so that kind of freaked me out, so I went running inside. And I can't necessarily say that was a paranormal experience. It was just unexplainable.
So you were eight. Did you tell your parents about seeing that potential ghost?
No, I just got what I came for and then ran back inside and just hid in my room.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty reasonable for an eight-year-old. And then how old were you when you had your next experience?
I think I was 16 or 17.
Okay. And was it in the, were you still living in the same area when that happened?
No, I'd actually moved about two towns over since from where the first thing happened.
All right. Well, yeah, we'd love to hear about this next one too.
Basically, I was over at my girlfriend's house, ex-girlfriend now. And she had always told me that there was stuff going on there. And about at this point, I probably would have only been like a 4 or 5 on the meter. Because like I believe they were out there, but I never experienced anything myself. And I didn't really believe her too much that things were going on. But we're walking back from the bathroom. And I look into her dad's room. And I just get this really weird feeling. And I kind of just told her, I was like, I don't really like that room. She was like, oh, you shouldn't have said that. And I was like, why? She was like, you just shouldn't have said that. So then we go back into her room. And I sit down on the bed and it sounds like something just like runs down the wall behind me. So I got up and I was like freaking out and I was like, what was that? What was that? And she starts crying and she's like, I don't know. I don't know. So we run out onto the couch and we're just sitting there and it sounds like you can just hear something running around the walls, all around the house. And it's just like, it's like talking to me almost. And it's like, I could understand what it was telling me, but like I couldn't repeat it back to you. And that was pretty freaky.
My God.
So that's kind of the point where I was like, all right, this stuff is definitely real.
That's intense. How safe did you feel during that experience?
I felt pretty unsafe because at that time, I'm a Christian, but I was kind of struggling with my religion back then. So I feel a lot more content in my safeness with that type of stuff. But back then I was pretty terrified.
Was it like little feet like running around, or like, you know, did it sound like a human or like an adult or a child?
It almost sounded like if an animal had gotten like vertically on the wall and just like sprinted down towards the wall at me. And then when it was running around the house, it was about the same thing.
That experience was completely auditory, right? Like, I mean, you didn't see anything. It was all from what you heard bouncing off the walls.
No, I didn't see anything.
I know in your email or your message, you stated that you felt like there may have been a demonic experience. Was this what you were thinking, that may have had some demonic essence to it?
Oh, yes. And she has had whatever it is kind of following her around her whole life. And it's been kind of attached to her family. And it's been attached to me pretty much ever since we got together.
God.
So I'll have like experiences with it outside of that one apartment, and she will as well.
Did her family ever like mention any experiences they had?
Yeah, I haven't talked to her family too much about it. I just go from what she told me, that she has an aunt I know that deals with that stuff pretty heavily. She and her cousin actually ended up doing a seance one time in her grandmother's house. And I don't want to tell too much of her story without permission, but that didn't go very well. And so that could have definitely increased whatever is going on.
And you said that this is your ex-girlfriend now, is that correct?
Yes.
So since you guys have split up, are you still experiencing any kind of hauntings from this demonic entity?
Yeah. The very first night I actually moved into this house about 2 weeks ago, as I was trying to sleep, my closet door was being like pulled on, and then I was hearing knocking in the closet as well.
You kind of hope that if you're getting out of the relationship, that the baggage you keep isn't a demon. That's pretty extreme.
I mean, with that, I did have a child with her, so there a big blessing coming out of the relationship, but also something very bad.
And so you mentioned that you feel pretty strong in your Christian faith. Have you approached any priest or preachers about what is going on?
I haven't done that. No, I did have a friend who's very big in that stuff and kind of helped me get into that stuff. And he's given me ways to kind of like combat it almost.
And if you don't mind me asking, what do you do to try to combat it?
Well, actually, when I was in church one time, I used to kind of talk to it and like tell it to go away. But I was told in church that you shouldn't ever talk to demonic forces or Satan himself. You need to go through God. So that's what I do, is I just pray to God that it makes it go away. And once I get done praying, it normally will leave me alone.
A lot of people I've heard throughout this podcast, and Kate, you have too, will, you know, maybe try to get their home blessed, or, you know, have somebody sage the home. Is that something you would ever try to get done at your new home?
Not since I've lived here, no. I've done it at my past apartment, and it did seem to help a little bit.
Has it ever affected, like, any of your dreams?
So I live in Virginia now, and when I first moved out here in my original house, I did have a pretty scary dream that I feel that it definitely influenced. I was in one of my childhood homes, and it was like I was having sleep paralysis inside of my dream. So I would wake up in this house, and there would be something over top of me, and it wouldn't let me get up. And then I would eventually get up, run out to the living room, tell my friends what happened, and then I would just go back in, go to sleep in the dream still, and then wake up again and again and again, just the same thing over and over. Mm. So I was finally able to wake up in real life.
Ooh.
Sometimes people talk about, even if they can't see an entity, they can, or even if they can't see the entity in front of them, in the physical world, they're able to kind of see it in what they might refer as like their third eye or their mind's eye. Do you have any type of belief or inclination what this entity may look like?
No, I don't have any idea what it could possibly look like. It's appeared to me in real life, like I've seen it, but it's always just like a black figure with like just, I can't describe the face. It's just scary, kind of.
Almost like a shadow figure?
Yeah. I can tell when it's around me, because like it's almost like a, just like a cloak is put over me. Like I can just feel pressure, and then my chest gets tight, and I can kind of like just know when it's around, even if it's not actually affecting me.
Have you noticed any differences in this like specific entity in the house you are in now versus, you know, like when you were younger and when you were having the experiences with your past relationship?
Not really. It kind of seems to go in and out of intensity, I guess you would say. Mm-hmm. Like for months, nothing will happen, and then it'll just come back out of nowhere. And then it'll happen intensely, and then it'll go away, and then it'll just come back. And it's been on and off a lot recently.
This episode of the Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories podcast is brought to you by Wild Grain. Hey everyone, it's Noah Daniels, and I'm here to talk to you again about Wild Grain. Our last shipment of Wild Grain was so good that my 4-year-old cannot stop asking for more of that awesome bread with dinner. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm right there with him. And honestly, there's nothing quite like the smell of fresh bread baked coming from the oven. What if I told you that you too could get that delicious experience of homemade bread with none of the time and work involved? Well, you can by ordering from Wild Grain. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box. When you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings. That's wildgrain.com/hauntings, or you can use promo code hauntings at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
So after that big experience at her house, and then you've had other experiences kind of sprinkled in, it sounds like from then, outside of what may be this, you know, evil entity or dark demonic entity, have you had other paranormal experiences that don't have anything to do with that entity?
Yeah, I've had quite a few, I guess you'd call them supernatural experiences or paranormal experiences at this one park that me and my friends used to visit late at night in Ohio. So the very first time that anything weird happened, me and my friends kind of believe it. I don't want to call it like a skinwalker because I know that's a like Native American thing. We're looking at the stars out of this park We're on the back of my friend's car, and we just hear this something go, hooty-hoo, like probably about 20 feet away from us. So we all got really quiet. Me and my one friend started walking over to it, and then it literally sounded like it was like right in our face, and it did it again. It said, hooty-hoo. So we like ran, got in the car, and left. And then that was probably the first experience that we had with it. The second experience was we were at the park again, and then there's this house at the park that is used for wedding ceremonies, but it has this like telescope to look at the stars. So we're trying to walk up there, and as we're getting closer, all the lights in the upstairs came on, and we started seeing figures walk back and forth in the windows. And so my one friend Gabe was kind of pointing them out to us while me and my other friend were walking up towards the house. And then on the barn, probably about maybe 50 yards away from us, we hear something like scratch against the barn. And it sounded like just like a long metal scraping, like almost like something took, I don't know what, but scraped it against the barn. So then that again made us run out and just get in the car.
Are you concerned that your ability to interact with the supernatural, and it sounds like your ex's ability as well, may be passed down to y'all's child?
I am a little bit concerned about that, but we are, he's still 2 years old, so he's not quite old enough to learn about religion and stuff like that, but we definitely want to bring him up in the church and make sure he has a very close relationship with God so that he doesn't have to worry about anything like that.
That park you went to, had other people that you're aware of ever stated that they'd had paranormal experiences there?
Not really, because we had a pretty tightly knit friend group. So like anytime something happened, I was probably there, or my friends were there with my other friends. So I'm not sure if anybody else has had experiences there. It's very possible. I just don't know.
Well, Carter, what are your hopes as you move forward? I mean, do you just want this thing just completely out of your life? Do you kind of, obviously you don't like that there's a negative presence around you, but do you like having interactions with the supernatural in general?
So I would say that I definitely want it to go away. I was kind of like JJ, where I was always like, oh, I want to have an experience. My first experience being as intense as it was, I kind of wish that I wasn't hoping that. I'm kind of glad that I can know that there is a world out there now. But yeah, I do hope that one day I can get it to go away for good.
Have you ever tried to use a Ouija board or any mechanism to communicate with this entity?
I have not, just because I personally hate the idea of a Ouija board, because I feel like no matter how good your intentions are, there's always a possibility that something even worse than whatever I'm dealing with could come through and then get attached to me. So I just wouldn't even want to mess with it.
Yeah, that's a man that's done his homework. I have heard few
yes.
positive stories from Ouija board experiences.
Do you feel like this attachment has like affected your life?
I feel it could have possibly affected my life in certain ways that I don't necessarily want to get into. But yeah, I feel like it has affected me a little bit. Kind of circling back to the dream things, I personally haven't had too many bad dreams because of it. But I know that my ex-girlfriend, she doesn't really deal with it anymore. But a year or two ago, it was constantly affecting her dreams, and she was having horrible dreams that had to deal with that entity.
So has the entity completely moved on from her, or is she still experiencing it?
No, it can affect us both pretty much whenever it wants at the same time. It doesn't really have limits. And like obviously, like I said, it can move states, like it can be states over at the same time.
And you never have gotten any information as far as what the origin of this entity is, have you? Like, I know it's cliche, but was there ever any tragedies at that home or anything like that that may have tipped you off what this is?
Yeah, I have no clue, because it sounds like she's kind of been experiencing, whether it's the same entity or not, very dark paranormal experiences her whole life, back from when even she was growing up and stuff. So I have no clue where this one would have came from.
Well, do you have any other paranormal experiences that you'd like to share with us before we wrap up?
Probably the I have two, if that's fine. One of the, I don't know, where I felt most scared was when I was at work a few months ago. I was there by myself. It was late at night, and I was cleaning the store. I work in a clothing store, so I'm cleaning the store. I keep hearing like chains rattling and like in the back of the store. So I've kind of learned to ignore whatever this is. So that's what I was trying to do. But I could kind of sense its presence, like I said, that I'm able to do. So I sense its presence all night, and then I'm in the back room at one point, and we have bins, like storage bins that we keep all of our clothes in. So I've got some of them stacked up outside of this room to move them to a different room. And then I'm dealing with bins in this room. And as I'm dealing with the bins, for some reason, I just had an urge to look over. So I look out of the room, and then I see, like I said, just like a shadowy person standing there. And as soon as I looked over, they like ducked behind the bins. So that freaked me out. So I was like, okay, whatever. I'm just gonna ignore it still. So 5 minutes go by. I'm still trying to mess with the bins. And then I look up to another doorway into another room. And I just saw this black face in the top right corner of the door, just like staring at me, and I had red eyes and a very big smile. And then it kind of did the same thing. It went away as soon as I looked at it. So that's when I just decided I shut all the lights off. And then I quickly hurried up front, set the alarm, and then just got out of there.
Has anybody else at work experienced anything, or have you been the primary one to have experiences?
Yeah, so we do have two different locations from where I work, and at both stores, people have talked about having paranormal experiences. Nothing as intense as that, though.
And you're like a magnet for these
Yeah.
entities, like intense entities too, not just like
Yeah.
Casper, the friendly ghost type stuff.
Yeah, unfortunately, me and my ex both believe that we both attract things very well, unfortunately. But yeah, we do definitely feel like we attract things for whatever reason.
Feels like almost like past life related, just because you two are connected, through your child. Something about y'all coming into this earth now with your child and, just something needing to be healed.
Yeah, we used to, when we first got together, we both did say how we felt like we've been together in past lives before this one, just because like the connection was different.
That's a lot. That's that all that is pretty heavy. I really feel for you having to. Most people might experience, not even most people, but you know, the people who have paranormal experiences may have one of these in their lifetime. And you're really getting put through the paranormal ringer. Have you ever tried to be aggressive with it? You know, I know you said that you can kind of you talk to it. What happens if, like, you talk to it negatively or forcefully? Does it go away? Does it get worse?
Don't really think I've ever tried anything like that, but I do try to talk to it outside of like a religious context. It seems like it almost wants to, like, it does seem like it gets stronger, like it wants to push back against me.
Yeah, don't take any of my advice or questions as advice. I just, and just more curious than anything. Well, Kate, did you have any more questions for Carter before we wrap up? I know it's been a pretty heavily haunted episode.
Yeah, you've endured a lot when it comes to the spiritual world. Have you ever had any good experiences with the spiritual world?
Yeah, I'd say so. Not too many. One that I can recall from just like a few weeks ago was me and my friends were at the cemetery visiting one of our friends, and we were kind of walking around the cemetery, and we were at this little boy's grave, and as we were talking about him, I felt something like touch my arm, and then all of the hairs on my arm stood up, and I could feel like there was something next to me, but it didn't feel like dark like what I normally feel. Like it felt like a good feeling. So like I felt like there was definitely somebody there with us, but it was like comforting almost.
Wow. I agree with Noah. Magnet. You must be a magnet for sure.
Yeah. Certainly seems like you have some medium or mediumship qualities about yourself with the way you're able to interact with the paranormal. Well, Carter, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Did you have anything you wanted to plug or talk about before we wrap up?
The only thing I'd like to plug is Plato's College of Charlottesville, where I work. Everybody knows that I'm on here tonight, and they're wishing me good luck, so I appreciate all of them. And if anybody's out here, come check us out.
Well, yeah. Well, thanks for coming on. That it was a lot of experiences, and hopefully you get some benefit out of, you know, being able to share your story. And I know there will be people that hear this, that it'll bring them some comfort, because they'll probably be able to relate to some of the stuff, you know, you said tonight.
Yeah.
Kate, thank you again for coming on. It's always great to see you and catch up. If the audience wants to catch up with you, where's the best place to do that if they want to get a reading or see how your life is going?
Yeah, so if they're interested in a reading, they can go to my website. That is tarotkate.com. Also on Instagram as tarotkate and TikTok tarotkate3.
Cool. It's been a pleasure to get to know you over years. Year? Well, you came on the podcast, about a year ago? Year.
I think we're coming up on the year mark. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. With that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm Kate.
And I'm Carter.
Woo!
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.